I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything. Because anything can happen after noon.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props today. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head on over to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shape the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GRE GMAT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com.
Hey, this is Linda Cohn from ESPN, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
Mike Lindsley back with you. It's the ML Sports Platter brought to you by Stanley Law Offices. Together, they'll get you the maximum reward. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to Burn Dairy, Camillus Golf Club, and our friend Brian Conboy at Mass Mutual New York State Tax Efficient Retirement Planning. Go with Brian today at advisors.massmutual.com. I'm so excited to interview the author of this awesome book, which I just finished a few days ago. It's called Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose and the Last Glory Days of Baseball. Online where books are sold, Amazon, nearby bookstores, and all the rest. Baseball season's here. This book is a must for all of you baseball and sports fans. Keith O'Brien, congratulations. Thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Mike. Good to be here.
So let's just do this. Put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame, brought to you by DraftKings. No big deal, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you got straight into it. You know, I have to say, and you know, because you've read the book, you know, this isn't a book that's intended to make an argument for Pete Rose. It's not intended to make an argument against Pete Rose. It's not even really about the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Although, of course, you know, in the final sort of act of the book, you know, of course, I do wrestle with that. You know, really, the purpose of the book is to go back and look at the story in its entirety. I do feel that in the last 35 years, as you know, Pete has been banished from baseball and has made poor decision after poor decision off the field, and really become in a lot of ways a caricature of himself. We have forgotten why we ever cared about him in the first place. You know, we only care about someone's flaws, their foibles, or their fall and personal disaster if we ever cared about them to start with. And so, you know, and that was one key driving premise here. And so I did go back and do reporting to tell the whole story. Yes, the unraveling of Pete Rose, you know, driven by his own poor decisions, but also his rise. And the part that we as a culture, we as fans, and the sports media, you know, played in that rise. And I think in a great many ways, we were all complicit in that.
No, I just wanted to have a little fun to start. I was so into the book, and I just love the, you know, the beginning. And I mean, this is storybook stuff, right? I mean, Pete Rose is why we love sports. He's why we love America. It's why we love baseball. It's why we love apple pie. It's why we love hometown heroes, because storybook stuff doesn't just happen. I mean, it's not that, oh, well, he's from here, he's going to play for the hometown team, and he's going to be a legend. Ha, ha, ha. Well, no, this did happen. When did Pete Rose, though, the icon, the legend, the folk hero, the on and on it goes, when did that actually begin? Was there a moment in the beginning? Was it when he was nicknamed Charlie Hustle, I believe, by Whitey Ford? Was it another time? When did Pete Rose in that status arrive?
Yeah, Pete Rose is a rookie in 1963. He's given that nickname Charlie Hustle at spring training 1963 by Whitey Ford and Mickey Mantle. But in my opinion, it isn't until 1970 that Pete Rose becomes Pete Rose. And the night it happens and the moment it happens is crystal clear for me. It's July 14th, 1970, the All-Star Game in Cincinnati, Ohio, his hometown, in a brand new stadium called Riverfront. This modern miracle of a stadium that was round and could hold both football games and baseball games, and where they needed no grass, they were going to play on artificial turf. That night, as you know, many of your followers and viewers and listeners will remember, you know, Pete Rose collides into Ray Fosse, the catcher for the Indians, to win the game in the bottom of the 12th, a moment that will forever alter Ray Fosse's career in negative ways, and that will really make Pete Rose Pete Rose. You know, remember in 1970, most Americans had never seen him play, had never seen him on television, never seen him in person. That night it changes, and that is the moment. But you're right. None of that was promised. You know, he was never the best player on his own youth baseball teams on the west side of Cincinnati where he grew up. He was never the best player on his high school teams at Western Hills in Cincinnati. You know, by rights, he should have never made it to the minor leagues. I think arguably today, a guy like Pete Rose doesn't make it to the minor leagues because when Pete does ultimately get a meager contract to go to Geneva, New York and play for the Geneva Redlegs, he is playing in a rung of baseball that doesn't even exist anymore. So, you know, the fact that we ever came to know Pete Rose's name is something of a miracle.
The cover of books always interests me because it jumps out and it showcases not just the person you're writing about, what the story is, why it was chosen. There's so many things that a cover allows you to think about, and then you dive in and then you keep looking at it and you go, okay, yeah. Pete Rose, I mean, by the way, the All-Star game back when it mattered, right? Was when that collision happened. And I'm with you. I think that's a great point because of, you know, Pete Rose played it like it mattered. And this cover shows how Pete Rose played. And if you had had him running around third base with the helmet flying off, that's Pete Rose. If he flies, spikes up into second base, it's Pete Rose. So how did you decide in all of the Charlie Hustle images, looks, everything that he represented, playing every game like it's game 7 of the World Series, on this? How'd you decide on this one? What and where is that?
Yeah, so that photograph on the cover is Pete Rose rounding second base during the 1972 World Series against the Oakland A's. That moment right there is at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati. And, you know, credit to my publisher and the designer and the design team there. I'm not sort of behind the curtain hashing out prototypes. They do that work and then send me, you know, the best ideas. This was the original best idea. And I will say, I love the cover. I love the colors. It feels to me like spring. It feels to me like baseball. And one key thing I like about the cover is that it's not an incredibly well-known photograph. There are, as you know, some iconic photographs of Pete Rose, and those photos, you know, are often used in stories or books about him. I tried to not only with my reporting, tried to go to places where the story hadn't gone before, but even with the photos, you know, tried to go to places where we hadn't gone before. So, some of those iconic photos that people may remember, you know, don't appear in this book, and that's by design. Another great example of that is the Ray Fosse collision. Many people have seen the photo of Pete barreling into Ray and Ray sort of bracing for the impact. I could have put that photo in the book, but instead of that one, I chose a photograph that was snapped probably about 3 seconds later. And in that photo, Fosse is laying on the ground in the dirt at home plate in like a cratered man in the fetal position, already incredibly injured. And Pete Rose is standing over him, smiling and excited because he has won the game.
Pete Rose, man, what a player, what a figure. And the book is out called Charlie Hustle. Keith O'Brien's with us, the author, on major bookstores, Amazon.com and online, where books are sold. The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose in the Last Glory Days of Baseball. We know the ultimate mulligan that he would probably take in his entire life on and off the field. We know that. That's the obvious one. And it's not a book, technically, as you said, about the Hall of Fame. But let's go back to the career part. Let's go back to, you know, his time with the Reds and the Phillies and the Expos. And you forget sometimes about how much success he had with multiple teams and the impact he had with everybody outside of the big red machine, one of the ultimate great teams of all time. What's the one mulligan during his playing days do you think he would take?
Pete played with a fury on the field, which is what, you know, made him beloved to fans. But there was, you know, one night where that fury was something that I do think Pete Rose would take back if he could. In 1978, Pete Rose will go on a 44-game hit streak. And that, by the way, is still the longest hit streak anyone has had anytime between now and 1941. But he's not happy with 44 games. P. Rose wanted to get to 56 games, the all-time record held by Joe DiMaggio. And he comes up short. And it ends, you know, on a hot summer night in Atlanta against the Braves. And he strikes out to a reliever named Gene Garber. And, you know, Garber strikes him out on a changeup that is on the outside corner, maybe even just beyond the corner. It's a ball, but it's one of those balls you can't let go past if you're the hitter, because you could get rung up on it. And so he swings at it. He swings badly. And Garber's thrilled. The game was televised nationally. The Braves were terrible. This was, you know, the high water mark of the entire season for the Braves. It was, even though he didn't know it at the time, one of the high water marks of Gene Garber's career. And Gene Garber celebrates, you know, on the mound for having ended the streak. And Pete was livid. You know, after the game, he's cursing in the post-game press conference, which he was unaware was being carried live. And he's incapable of, you know, showing Garber the respect he deserved. And it's an ironic moment, to be sure. You know, I mean, Pete Rose, you know, made his name playing hard in every moment. And now here in a moment where he comes up short, he's upset that another man was playing hard. And even though in my interviews with Pete Rose, he did double down on that feeling, he was still angry all these years later that Garber had thrown him a ball, or, you know, a near ball for that payoff pitch there. I do believe that if he had a mulligan, to use your term, Pete would probably try to take that one back.
So this is kind of a generic question, but it's something that I love to do. I'm sure you probably love to do it. We love to compare, right? Eras, generations, players. I think you kind of have to separate pitchers and players, because pitchers, it's every fifth day. It used to be four, sometimes three, sometimes two. Now you can't even get more than four innings out of a guy, it feels like. But when you look at the player part of it, we can go with Gehrig and Ruth and into Griffey Jr. and into Pete Rose and Musial and Mantle and DiMaggio and Williams and all the names that you know of. The Ripkins, I mean, on and on. The list, as you know, Keith, is endless in this game. And what baseball has is the history, and it has the tradition and the numbers. Unfortunately, the game's fallen off a little bit, but that's something that the game will always, in my opinion, have above every other sport, is the iconic conversations with these kind of figures like Pete Rose, and the generational comparisons and the numbers. I mean, the numbers for sure. We know 4,192. We know 755. We do not know how many rushing yards Jim Brown has, or how many points, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has. So where is he all time, in your opinion? In terms of, like, is he top 5, top 10, top 15? Where does Rose land? Because he's not quite the slugger, but he's the hit king. Where is he all time?
Well, you know, there are two different ways to look at that. There are, of course, the advanced analytics of today's game. You know, things, you know, that measure wins against replacements and other, you know, high level analytics that show how a player stacks up against his peers over generations. And if you look at those high level analytics, Pete Rose, you know, isn't a top 5 player. He isn't even maybe a top 50 player. And you know, this is one reason, you know, why some baseball historians and statisticians believe that, you know, Pete Rose was perhaps overrated as a player. There's an argument to be made there. What I can also say is that if you played with him or against him in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, you had a different view of it. And I know that because, you know, for this book, I did more than 160 hours of interviews with some of those folks, Hall of Famers at times, people on his team, people who, you know, were trying to get him out, people who won World Series titles with him, people who lost World Series titles in part because Pete Rose was on the other side. And And those folks who lived it do have a different opinion. They say that, you know, Pete Rose's will to win or will to prevail, even in a single at bat, was at times tangible. Multiple pitchers I spoke to told me that Pete Rose was harder to get out when he had two strikes than when he had none. And some of what he did, you know, on the field was intangible. Say, for example, in the 1976 World Series, when the Reds are going to now win back-to-back World Series titles, cement their status as a dynasty, cement their status as, you know, the big red machine and one of the best teams of all time. They sweep the Yankees in the World Series. And one thing Pete does in that series doesn't show up in the box score. Every time the all-star hitter for the Yankees, Mickey Rivers, was up during that series, Pete plays him about 50 feet from home plate, playing him to bunt no matter what. And it rattled Mickey Rivers. And he had a dreadful series. This man who had been the sort of the engine for the Yankees offense that year struggles in the entire series. The Reds sweep it. And part of the reason is that Mickey was thrown off, that Pete Rose was standing that close to the plate. And, you know, future Hall of Famer and Reds manager Sparky Anderson once put it this way. After seeing Pete hit a home run during the 1973 playoffs in front of an angry crowd at Shea Stadium in New York. Pete, who was not known for home runs, goes yard that day essentially to win the game. And afterwards, Sparky Anderson said that proved it for him, that he didn't need to see anymore, that Pete's home run at Shea Stadium that day under pressure with the crowd against him, proved to Sparky that some people, he said, did just want to win more.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's so well said. In the final minute or so that I have with you, I know you have to run, but just a quick, when people close up last page, they read this amazing book, what do you hope they say about it?
I hope they recognize that this is a universal human story. The story of an ordinary man of an ordinary background, of ordinary talents, who scrapes and claws his way to the mountaintop.
Yeah.
And then loses everything, mostly because of his own choices, his own decisions, his own addictions. That is a universal human tale. And this one in particular, as the book suggests, has created a lot of wreckage for us as a culture. And I think 35 years later, you know, we're still sorting through the wreckage that is Pete Rose.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And what you said in the beginning is so true. And that's why people fell in love with this guy on a baseball field. There's no doubt. He was not perfect, but as a baseball player, he was pretty close. Let's face it. This book is incredible. You got to grab it, man. Online where books are sold, Amazon.com, nearby bookstores, Barnes & Noble. It's called Charlie Hustle. The author here with us on the ML Sports Platter, Keith O'Brien, the New York Times bestselling author of Fly Girls, The Rise and Fall Here of Pete Rose and the Last Glory Days of Baseball. Charlie Hustle, go get it. We're brought to you by Stanley Law Offices and CH Insurance. Keith, thank you so much for doing this. Congratulations, and I can't wait to see what's next.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.